Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It is Thursday morning. Yes, Thursday morning, Thursday morning, thirsty Thursday, coffee, tea, water, whatever you like. Thursday. Anyways, guys, let's bring it in, ring it in. All right, so I don't know why this new song that Mary has put out, you guys. I don't know if you listen to it, but I love it. I'm a Mary J. Blige fan. Love, 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 love her. I am like a super fan, okay? Super fan. I'm talking about all the way from the 411 album, okay? 411. Okay? I can sing her every song by heart. But this new one, every day is a celebration, so bring the cake in. Bring the cake in. Bring the cake in. Okay? I love that song. You guys really should jump on and listen to it if you're a Mary J. Blige fan. I know I am. I don't know about you guys, but that's what it is. Well, good morning, guys. As always, we're late in traffic. But you know what? I'm still in your drive time. Either be late, early, or not. I'm here. All right, guys. Get those seatbelts on. Click the ticket. Commute to work today safely as you possibly can. Take your time. It's always good to be there or not be there at all. It's always better to get there safely. Click those seatbelts to ticket. It's the law. Save your life and someone else's too. All I know is today is my Friday. So after I get off work today, I don't come back till Tuesday. Because my birthday, Cecilia's birthday, is on Monday. I'll be turning the book to chapter 44. So chapter 44 will be in my life. I don't know why, but I feel good about it. I'm halfway there. I've earned my gray stripes already, and I feel good about it. I'm not feeling no type of way about it whatsoever. So, it is what it is. It's life. But I'm just thankful to God that I'm making it there. So, we'll see what it's like come Monday, right? Anyways, guys, I hope that you are enjoying your lives. I know sometimes that it gets tough and we don't want to do what we want to do in life. And sometimes we get beat down by things, life, hurt, pain, sorrow, death, you know, disappointment, you know, breakups, makeups, whatever you want to call them, you know. I know life gives us all of that, and then some. And it makes it hard on us when it happens, because we want to see life for what it is, and then when life turns out to be something different, man, it's hurtful. It's hurtful as fuck. I'll say it like that. I know sometimes in life we get in relationships and we want them to go well and they don't go well and they're not at all what we expected. Or the person alone just ain't what they said they were, you know? But I've talked to you guys before about those character faces, those masks and those character faces. You know, women, close your mouth. Men, shut up too. Because you know why I say it like that to you guys? Because a lot of times when we're in relationships, we can't see that we're talking too much. If you're in a new relationship, it's up to the gentleman to figure you out, you know. And then if you're in a new relationship with a guy, it's up to him to figure you out, you know. And vice versa. Stop talking, you know, because we're just creating monsters. Is all we're creating. And don't get me wrong, not everybody's that way, but majority is. So just remember when you're in relationships, you know, hold back some of that tea. You know, don't pour a gentleman a full cup of tea every time you see him. And guys, you know, don't pour a lady a full cup of glass of wine, you know. Give her a shallow glass, you know. Barely tap the surface, you know. I mean, enough for her to swallow around and swish it and get the flavor. That's it. All right, guys, it's 7:51 in your drive time, and I know some of you are heading home from work, and ooh, get up underneath the covers, because it is cold, 10 degrees outside. So make sure you go home and snuggle up, get you some warm breakfast in your system, shower first, always. Do whatever you need to do. Just take that hot shower, get you some warm breakfast on your tummy, because I know you worked hard last night. I always salute you when you work hard, man. You know, working hard is tough, and don't get me wrong, don't get your panties in a wad, ladies. I know you guys work hard, too. But you know, our gentlemen work stone cold hard till where they bones ache, their body hurt, shoulders shift, hands hurt, you know, knees bothering them because they're standing up all day on these hard labor jobs, you know. But they got to bring that bacon home. and we got to bring the bread. So enjoy the rest of your day today. You know me, I always tell you, get that ass out your way. It's just a thing that you got to do. You know, you always got that one at work that want to call some ribs for what? I don't know. Maybe you're bored in your life or things at home ain't right. And this is the only way you can take it out. You might have a mean spouse at home, and maybe coming to work makes it the only time that you can do it. But guess what? Don't fucking do it. Okay? We don't need it at work. Because guess why? You don't know what hell we've been through to get there today, too. So when we get into it, it might clash and everything blows up for nothing. So kind of watch that sometimes. You know? Think about somebody else when you feel some type of way, too. Because what you're going through, somebody could be going through it way worse. So that's why I call your ass to smooth your ass up out the way. Because ain't nobody got time for it at work. We barely wanted to get up. Anyways, but we know we got to bring home that bacon and bread. So make it pleasant for us and get the hell out of our way. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here today. It's 7:53 in your drive time. Sincerely, it's always going to be up in it. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And we'll get back to it. As always, until next time, sincerely, I am a mess.